Almost a decade ago, Massachusetts became the second state in the country to prohibit employers from asking about a person's criminal history on an initial job application. It's a requirement known as ban the box. Yet, it appears not all companies comply with the law. State Attorney General Maura Healey has investigated twice. Her office's most recent investigation found 19 Massachusetts companies in violation. Attorney General Healey says all companies need to be aware of the law.
We'd found many businesses that were violating the law by asking questions about criminal history on the initial job application. And in other instances, we found companies that had asked that question and people were actually denied the ability to go forward with a job application process as a result. Too many employers were using the fact that somebody had a criminal record to even keep them from being considered for a job. That's what the law prohibits, and that's what we're here to enforce and work with employers on.
Ban the Box was enacted almost a decade ago, I believe, updated last year as part of the legislature's criminal justice reforms. So can you just remind us very briefly of some of the important components of what the law does and doesn't allow?
This is a law that is there to make the job application more fair. One thing that this law does is make sure that employers are not allowed to ask on an initial job application about a person's criminal history. They can do that in later stages, but they can't in the initial stage. And that's a really important concept. The other concept is this. If somebody has a criminal record, they have to be given the opportunity to explain that and to speak about that. And that can happen later on in the process. But the key is, out of the gate, initial job applications should not be used to screen out prospective applicants simply because they have a criminal record.
So how do you make sure that they follow the right process going forward? It's my understanding there are two agreements that were reached, one with Brooks Brothers and one with Design Works of Amesbury. These companies pay $5,000, and then do they undergo monitoring as well?
Well, hopefully they're more aware of the need to comply with the law, and that's what we expect. Following our investigations, we notified all these employers and worked it out with them. Some employers we spoke with did not know they were violating the laws by asking certain questions. Now they do. We've worked with them to make that right and to bring their hiring process into compliance.
All right. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.